Okay. This is the third time that I'm subbing for Rabbi Levine, and most of you have sat in on one or both of those sessions before, so you pretty much know what you're going to get. You know that we're going to work through a text together, and that text is going to be either from Maharal or Midrash or both. In this case, we're going to work through a piece from the Maharal. Let me just give you a little introduction. The last time we had a sub, if you recall, I forget his name, but we were discussing so-called controversial topics, and one of them was Jewish education. And if you remember that, I think we gave him a run for his money at the time. But thinking about that, it reminded me of something that I have learned in the past. And I thought if I were ever asked to sub once again, I would use that as the topic. What I didn't know was that I would get exactly one day's notice to prepare it. But, as I said, we'll try to work it through and see how far we get in this piece. This is a piece in one of the Maharal Sefarim, which is called, the Sefer is called Tiferes Yisrael. It's about Matan Torah, everything you wanted to know about Matan Torah. And he gets into this long, the best way to describe it is it's a rant. It's a rant on the state of Jewish education in his day. And as we get into it, you'll see the passion and the frustration that the Maharal expresses in no uncertain terms. And he feels so strongly about it that some version of this rant appears in at least four different places in Maharal Sefarim. They're not all exactly alike. Terminology may be a little different. I just chose one particular example of these. Now, Maharal lived in the 1500s. Okay.
That's before the internet, right?
So it was before Al Gore, if that's what you mean. What?
In which country did he live?
In Prague. He was mainly based in Prague, which was Bohemia, correct. Now, at that time, in Jewish education, what was in vogue was something called Pilpulism. And I'm not going to get into exactly what it is. A bad pun would be, I'm not going to get into the fine points of Pilpul. But the idea was that, in trying to build sort of intellectual sandcastles as a way of sharpening one's mind in learning. And this apparently, this must have started in the major, in the yeshivas for older students, and it apparently kept creeping down to younger and younger Talmidim. So, and the Maharal was the leader in the anti-Pilpul movement. He said, this is the wrong way to educate children. Now, Pilpul.
Definition of the word Pilpul.
Anybody want to try that?
Elaboration.
No, it means hair splitting. Okay, advanced state of hair splitting, such that, as he says, you can make anything come out however you want by building and building and building. You can turn everything upside down. But it turns out to be more of an intellectual exercise than something that advances Torah. That was the point. Now, you don't see that today. But everything that he says, as we'll show, can be applied to today's situation. And from, I gather that this group is not all that happy about the state of Jewish education. And most people aren't. But if you look at it from his perspective, you'll be able to see. First of all, he tells you what's wrong, but he also tells you what he feels is the right way, and we'll see that too. Okay. So basically, again, the idea of Pilpulism was it's attractive. It's like something that people could get into, you know, that they and using their imagination. But the idea was that it's too much too soon, especially for younger, less mature students. The Maharal's idea will be to build up from the basics to where you have a strong grasp of basics, and then go from there, stage by stage, to higher orders of learning. But what I really let's go into the text in this first page, which is Kuf Samach Ches. On the left, in the left column, I am starting off here in the middle of a line here. If you look, if you go down the left side about 15 lines, there, where it says on the left side it says Vechach Heim Maaseh. You see Maaseh, the last word on the end there. Okay, so. I'm going to start with that, and that will sort of lead us into what the main thrust of the essay is. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little. It's about a few lines above that, it's where ma'aseh is the last word on the line. Okay. And of course, discussion is encouraged, and we'll see if we get through the whole text or not. If not, we can leave it for another time. Okay, v'kach heim maaseh hador hazeh, and this is the way they do things in this generation. Kasher yod'u bi'atzmam, that they know in their hearts. Ki lo yagiu el hamaalah shehigiu eleho harishonim, that they'll never get. Their feeling is they'll never get to the level of the Rishonim. Here, the Rishonim means Chazal, b'chach masan, in their level of wisdom. They'll never get there. Mipnei koten sichlon, because of the inadequacy of their seichel. Nisyashu min hadavor lagamrei, and therefore they've given up entirely. Yes, they've given up entirely. V'hotziyu on achieving a certain level of learning. V'hotziyu yimehem b'divvorim ein mo'il l'talmudam. And they end up occupying their days in things which will never improve their learning. B'havayus maso amata, and they go with concerning themselves with business and other things, ain bo mamash, which has no substance. That is, in terms of learning, which is obviously the end goal. The asher heim tzeirei yomim, and those who are young, maznichim, reject Torah emes, the true Torah learning. The holichim, achar devarim elu, and they go after these other things. Ki ho adam choshek ledvarim ha'elu, because people gravitate towards, are attracted to these things. Kamosha hadam bocher b'divrei schok, the way, just as people look to be entertained. Here he's talking about pilpul. It's attractive. It's entertaining. It's an intellectual exercise, so it's fun. V'kayotze bozeh min hashibushim, for this mix up. Being all mixed up. Ki ilu hayom mo'il lahem ad shehem hayu damim la'adam shema'abit. Let me stop there. And they go for all these things which don't matter in terms of learning, as if it would somehow benefit them. That's he's still talking about pilpul. Ad shehem hayu damim la'adam shema'abit kikar zahav umarviach kli shehu shaveh pruta. Like a person who casts aside a keli made of gold, and what does he go after? He goes after a keli that's worth a penny. So he's throwing. In other words, he doesn't recognize the value of learning, and he goes for the shiny object instead of something that really has value. Okay.
Where is the reference to pilpul? Is it indirect? Because all I see is mind and muscle.
Relax. We got time yet. We got time. That's why I gave you the introduction, so you'll know just what he's referring to here. See, by doing that, they burn out early, and then they abandon Torah learning, and they go about their lives, but without including that crucial aspect of their lives. That's the point. Avol hadavor hu hefech zeh. But the truth is just the opposite. Phil, take a hand down. Bimkom hachidud hu mibalbel umeakem sichlo. Because through this excessive use of pilpul, you think you're gaining sharpness and acuity, but really all you're doing is confusing yourself and twisting and perverting his seichel. That's in terms of a style of learning, an approach to learning. Ki ein hamibulbal mifulpal bedavar zeh. Because someone who is confused, he's kidding himself if he thinks he's really doing something in terms of pilpul. Ra ki bimkom chidud bilbul haseichel. Instead of, and you see the Maharal style is to be seemingly repetitious, that he's replaced true intellectual sharpness, learning skills, with this confusion of the seichel. Ve'eino misyaches u'misdameh la'pilpul. And it's not the real pilpul. I mean, the true pilpul would be for an advanced, mature scholar who would be able to take his knowledge base and derive other things from this in the form of pilpul. But that's not what's happening. Rak shehu me'aveis ha'emes, he perverts the truth. V'chi bozeh yomar l'chidude bi'ina. I'm not sure what that phrase means, but that's not important. And then I underlined this next line because it's one of my favorite lines in all of Maharal. V'yoser haya ro'i shiyeh misasek be'umanus shiyesh bo chachma. He would be better off learning a skilled trade and making an honest living than doing that. It's one of my favorite lines. Kamo hanagrus, like a carpenter. Okay? V'kayetzik bozeh. And similarly, min ha'umanus. V'yomar lechut, and ditch the pilpul. Okay? V'im yomar she'en chidud ha'umanus, and if you want to argue what the skill of a trade doesn't compare to the skills in associated with Torah, halo chidud zeh shehem misaskim bo hu yoser rachok min haTorah. He says, on the contrary, the stuff you're doing with this pilpul is even further away from Torah than a skilled trade would be, which is kind of a Maharal never pulls punches.
So that's what he mocked me.
That's his style.
Is the pilpul a discourse without proof, without or resources?
It's building. It's building. I'm not an expert in this. Okay, I'm sure you could research this.
Logic that you can take
go anywhere,
and you can go anywhere, right?
Right.
You know, you have those famous algebra proofs where they show that x equals, you know,
two
x equals something. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's where it can go. It breaks all the rules, but you know, it leads
to absurd conclusions. Okay. King. Yeah.
It's the infinite.
And you're going to see that whatever he says here applies today, and you. Just what we said. What's entertaining? Computer learning, right? That's the gimmick. That's the shiny object. Some people, you know, are a little. Some people are attracted to that, and some people think it's a distraction. You'll see comparisons to today. Ki hachidud shel umanus hu tachas sug echod im chidud haTorah, because they're in the same category. One's a skill. The other's a skill. Each one wants to get to the truth, not the pilpul. But chidud shalohem, the pilpul is kavanaso harishana l'shaker v'ha'emes v'ha'sheker hafochim. It turns truth and falsehood upside down. Okay, now we get into the. Now that was the introduction. Now let's go further. We're on the bottom line now. Va'od, Davor, Ra, Yoser. And there's something else even worse, or another terrible thing. Miguna, which, disgusting, yeah. Kilafi miyud ha-seichel, sheyesh lonu, because of the diminished seichel in our day, meaning his day, haya ra'oish yeyeh halimud misudor, that the curriculum should be set up in such a way that it's in an orderly fashion. In other words, since in his generation there is diminished ability, and therefore you have to accommodate that by setting up and kind of spoon feeding the learning in a way that the diminished seichel can handle. That's what he's saying here. Kidei litaken chisoron haseichel, in order to compensate for the diminished abilities. Ki oyish asher eino yachol leilech, because a person who can't walk, kamosha ar adam, like other people, yesh lo makel umish enes litaken hachisoron, he has a walking stick, a cane,
a crutch,
to compensate for that lack of ability, for that handicap. Ulekach hador asher heim chaseireis haseichel, and therefore, since there's a seichel handicap, if you will, then they need more of a support. So that their learning would be more accessible, more absorbable, if you will, by this generation. Bitachlis, in the end result, and at least they will be able to reach some level. Okay? Vegamze rachak meitam. And here who's meitam? He's talking about the leadership, the educational leadership, the communal and rabbinic leadership. Kikol hadrochim asher tiknu harishonim, because the ways of education, the methods of education that the rishonim, meaning Chazal, instituted lisader hatalmud, to provide an orderly curriculum for learning. Bima shetzaricha adam hachomri tikun el sichlo, in which a person who is, after all, a physical being, needs, in order to improve his seichel, as you know, we're physical and we're seichel, and sometimes the seichel needs more support, especially in order to absorb Torah, which he always refers to as Seichel Eloki, as divine wisdom. Divine wisdom and a physical body don't necessarily go together. That's why the Seichel has to be developed in order to receive it and comprehend it. Okay, Kamosham Ruzal, as the Chazal said in Chagiga, Divrei Torah Kashim Liknosam Kizahav, Venochim Lihishtaber Kechli Zichukis, that they are. Divrei Torah are as difficult to acquire and comprehend and retain as gold, and as easily breakable and fragile as glass. Okay? That's the challenge. And therefore, they instituted a method of learning that would lead to an orderly system of learning that man would be capable of, that Jews would be capable of. Vegambaza lo holchu, and even in that seder, the establishment, if you will, did not follow Sherachnu. That refers to, remember I told you, this appears in at least four places, and one of them is in Gur Aryeh, in Parshas Vaeschanan, commentary on Rashi there. And when he says there's an orderly system, I'm not sure we get to this here, but
know the system?
Yeah, it's really simple. It's called, it's found in Pirkei Avos. fifth parak. You all remember this.
The order of learning.
At five, at age five, Mikra. At age 10, Mishnah. At age 15, Gemara. Okay? Anybody know anybody that does that today? Well, that was a problem then, too. Okay? In other words, matching the curriculum to the age level and maturity level of the student. That's the point. Okay? And that's the system he's referring to. Kila Goldel, Shivron Ruchi, because my spirit is so broken up about this. Bikir B inside me. And so Margo, I need a resting place, Linafshi, for my soul, which is so troubled. You see the frustration again and the passion here. And all the way through this. Hotzaas ruchi hanishbor, my broken spirit is leaving me. Al davar zeh, bekol makom she yodai magas, anywhere in my sphere of influence, right? Velulei havtochas ki lo tishkach mi pi zaro, if not for Hashem's promise that Torah will never be completely forgotten among Klal Yisrael. Kavar chas v'shalom nevda Torah Yisrael, it would already have been forgotten. In other words, what's retained, so what we have managed to hang on to, is not the result of the efforts of the educational establishment. It just
by the grace of Hashem.
Basically, he say there halimur shesidru avosenu shahayu chachmei olam. Because the curriculum that was recommended by our forefathers, who were giants of wisdom, ein echad holeik bozeh, nobody does this. Maybe we'll have time later. Does anybody know? Has anybody ever read about the Zilberberg method? Anybody familiar with that at all? All right, maybe we'll
yes, my grandson learned under it.
Oh, great. Hang on to that. Maybe I hope we'll get to that later. Okay. We'll get to that later. Vizeh, because I couldn't find anything online to discuss it with for some reason. Okay.
I can't speak much about it. I mean,
okay. At least somebody's heard of it. Okay.
It's being delivered in Baltimore.
Okay. Vizeh ki ha-seichel shehu rachok min ha-adam. And seichel, which is remote from the physical being, tzarich havana yiseiro liknoso. So, and it requires extra comprehension to acquire it. You know, acquire it. First of all, I mean, there's comprehension and retention, and he's always talking about chazora. Chazora is the key. You know, we go to Daf Yomi. You know, or those of us who go to Daf Yomi, do you remember much about it the next day? Well, that's the flaw, unless you review and review and review. Retention is always difficult. Okay, so he's always talking about that. V'achar shekano oso, and once he has grasped it, acquired it, tzarich hachana yisera, it takes extra preparation, shelo yusar mimenu, that he won't lose it, in other words, that he will retain it. Ulekach, sidru lonu, ki techila tzarich shiekne ha'adam ha'mikra, a person should first be thoroughly grounded in mikra, that means Tanakh, shehu ha'shoresh, behu ha'haskola, because that's where it all starts. That's the foundation. That's the basics. Ve'achar kach ha-mishnah. Ki ha-Torah, it gets a little hard to define these terms, but we'll do the best we can. And after that, the Mishnah. Ki ha-Torah she-bichsav hu kamo shoresh ho-ilon, analogous to a tree. The Tanakh are the roots. Ve'adayin lo yatza la-poel. And nothing has yet grown or been actualized from that potential of the tree. She yikne al yidei ze echus hamitzvos umahusa. You don't really get a picture yet of the mitzvos the mitzvah concept strictly from Tanakh. Well, achein sidru acharechein ha-mishnah. And therefore, the next stage is to become thoroughly grounded in Mishnah. Ubazeh yochol la'amod al echus ha-mitzvah. You can become acquainted with mitzvah concepts. La'amod al ta'amei ha-dvarim ha-nizkarim ba-mishnah. And in order to understand the logic of what is contained in the Mishnah, ad ki yetzei mizeh kama chalukim. There are a number, and by learning all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, you will develop the concepts which branch out in many directions, a diverse knowledge base of mitzvah. Yes. And there's another stage after branches. Udavar zeh damer le'ilon shehu natua al palgei moyim, a tree which is planted by the water, asher shoresh yisodo omeid ba'oretz, in which the roots are solidly planted and nourished, da'acharechein maschil ho'ilon latzeis el apol. And afterwards, the tree begins to grow and develop, and branches start growing. Umotzei anafim. Va'adayin, eino b'pol. But that's not the end result. That branches aren't the end result of the tree. B'pol hagamur, the ultimate goal. Ad shehu ilan hu motzei anafim haktanim. Then the big branches. Then you have the little branches, the buds, it may be, el apoel, that then come out. Va'af imadayin lo hotzi kol hanafim kulam el hapoel, even if not all of them have developed. Vitamin hu mosif, you're constantly adding and growing in learning, we're talking about. Mikol makom shein ilan olav. Nevertheless, it's identifiable as a tree. Even if not all the leaves have developed, the fruit hasn't come out yet, you know it's a tree. In other words, by giving yourself the basics in learning, you've developed something that it's not fully developed, but something strong and discernible is there, is founded. Umaschil lahotzi peiros. Now the fruits start to come. Shehem la'achilas ha'adam, which are for man to eat. V'kach ha'torah hi hashoresh shemimena misasef hakol. Mistaef hakol, and that's so. These the roots from which the all-encompassing knowledge develops. Avol haTorah, ein yachol lihibonos mimena lilmod echus or mahus hamitzvah. But Torah cannot be under. You can't derive from that. Remember, we've only discussed the stage up through Mishnah. The fine points have not been developed as yet, just the outlines of the mitzvahs, of the mitzvah concepts. Mahus ha-mitzvah, eich yaseh osa ad sheyavo el ha-mishnah, asher ha-mishnah hi lilmod mimeno echus ha-mitzvah u-mahusa, which we just said, avo lilmod min ha-mishnah kol ha-chalukim asher shayochim le-mitzvah, all the fine points that relate to each individual mitzvah, Shehem, chalukim, dakim, these are slender, fine points. Ze'eino, you don't get that from Mishnah. Ki em al yidei ha-limud shemikoach ha-tamim yesh lamod chalukim harbe. But you get general ideas and from in all subjects. Yesh lamod chalukim harbe ad ki motzei anaf achar anaf. Ad ki yigdal lemala lemala barochav vegova ad ein kates. Now with Talmud, he's saying that's where you get the fine points, and that's where the growth. He says the growth in Torah from Talmud not only reaches higher and wider; it's infinite. That you can go on infinitely in learning Torah. Once you've reached that advanced stage, you can go on from there, and we see. We see it's not just a shelf of or two or three of art scroll Gemaras. We see the body of knowledge is enormous and always growing. Ki tamid yachol lehosif ulehotzi mitalmud davar mitoch davar, because the nature of he talks about this again later. the nature of Talmud is you can develop logically, you can develop one idea from and derive one idea from another, and therefore there is this growth and development. Ad ein keitz upazeh yagdil Torah v'yadir, and in this way Torah will grow and become powerful and flourishing. Upazeh yesh kiyum timidi el ha'ilon, and that keeps the tree alive. Helon hazer asher natu al palgei mayim ve'al yovel yishlach shorashav. It's probably a pasuk that will go on to yovel, that will go on a long, long time. Just take a break for a second. Any comments?
None of this precludes careful. You could do all of this, and then
yeah, but when? But when? At what stage in life?
Obviously at a later stage.
Ah, that's his point. He doesn't want to throw it out.
It seeped down to the lower.
That's the point.
That was the same thing with the Hasidim and...
How about today? How about today? How about today? That's this whole point. Gemara is... he says Gemara should be at age 15. And Mishnah should be at age 10. What are your... Okay, and in Gemara starts today. What, fifth grade? Fifth grade. Okay, so he's saying it's done without a proper foundation. It's the same problem. It's never left us. That's the point that I'm getting to.
Well, this is right up to Piaget's. You read it in Piaget.
And
Piaget has proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that you go through certain stages, and concrete has to precede this intellectual ability to put together deductive and inductive type of reasoning.
Now, just discussing before Rabbi Levinsky about the fact that we never learned language.
I think you've brought this up before, too,
many
right?
Times before, I said, it's just the stupidest thing ever. I said, I spoke English at home, and I started learning Chumash when they're translating Lashon Kodesh into Yiddish. And I didn't understand Hebrew or Yiddish, and no one ever told me. It's not a language. And that's what it should mean. Like, from the first five grades until you're 10, an hour a day should be pure Hebrew language, or Lashon Kodesh, whatever it is. Digduk.
Whatever.
But I took French, I took Spanish, I learned it that way.
The yeshivas, unfortunately, they don't do that. But in the Hebrew schools, they do it, of course.
Okay.
Very few of them around.
So I wasn't going to get to this yet, but I mean, in my opinion, this pushing of Gemara before the intellectual maturity is there and without the basics, and why would they do that? Why would they do that? I could say something.
They're impressed. It's a very impressive thing to
kids do. In other words, so you're saying it's for the principal's bragging rights. Well, we covered 20 lot this year. We covered, right?
In the 8th grade, in the 8th grade, I had a Rebbe, no names mentioned, who we did 40 blot in 40 weeks.
He's dead already.
40 blot. We did a blot a week, and he would tell all the other Rebbes we just finished another
block. There you go.
There were 4 or 5 in the class who were following, and the rest of the class is just totally lost.
It's an unhealthy competition. That's what I'm saying. And that's what he's saying, too, in a sense. That's what he's saying.
The Dafyomi is a race to keep up with the time.
No,
it's also learning the Gemara.
It's a substitute. It's at least getting your hand in all areas. It's not. It's never intended to be in depth.
Serious learn, right. That's
right.
Supposed to be on the
you
side.
Can't learn how to learn from that.
Right.
Okay.
I sat through some Daf Yomis, but the rabbi was flying. There was no time for questions or anything like that.
Right.
They
don't. Okay. Right. But at least you get your hand in all different subjects, and hopefully something rubs off. That's
I know that's the structure that Mishnayos is then from Mishnayos should develop into Gemara, what a Brisa means. You know, nothing was ever taught. We're just translating, not understanding what we were doing.
Okay, nothing has changed since then. I assure you.
Absolutely,
I assure you. Okay.
Maybe worse.
So those who succeed, those who are successful, basically have either have the talent or have overcome the system in some way, despite the system.
Some way of reinforcement when they get home.
Well, somewhere in the high school, after high school, they sat down and they actually went back.
Oh, because they were more mature then, and they came back and they were able to do it. You have Balei Tshuva who are able to absorb a heavy dose of learning because they're intellectually experienced, right? Okay, good. All right, good. So let's continue a bit, and there's more to talk about. But the Devar Zeh Ru'i Le'Adam Asher Hu Be'Efshari Lehotzi Sichlo Tamid El Apol. And this is worthwhile for mankind who has the possibility to produce a continuous flow of seichel el hapol, to actualize that, to realize the ein al al zeh tachlis, and there's no end to that, right? V'lachein ro'i el ha'adam liyos misdabek b'talmud, and therefore it's worthy of a person to cling to learning. Ki al yedei, this is in Talmud. Ki al yedei Talmud yachol lahotzi sichlo el hapol, because it's Talmud, it's Gemara, that gives a person the potential to the possibility of fulfilling his potential in learning. In other words, you can't stop with Mishnah and Tanakh. Because there are people that focus only on Tanakh or focus only on Mishnah. That's as far as they get because they feel they can't go any further, but that doesn't fully develop. We're talking about a well-rounded kind of knowledge base. Ulavin davor mitok davor, and to be able to derive from A to B. Okay. Kasher ru'i l'adam, because that's what mankind is capable of. He's given seichel, and he is supposed to develop it. Umipnei kach haMishnah lo persha hadvarim kulam bibiur ubefeirush gomur. And Mishnah therefore was not intended to give the whole story, to give all the details. Ubevadai hayu yucholim leforesh gam kena Mishnah bibiur ubefeirush gomur. The Mishnah could have expanded till it became the Gemara itself. It could have, but it did not. Rak mipnei ki ha'inyon zeh tzarich leforesh haMishnah. Kasher mefaresha Mishnah hu mechalek gam kein es kol efshor lechalek. But the Mishnah, as he said before, is intended to give you mitzvah concepts in all the areas of mitzvah, and go to a certain basic level of explanation. Gam kein es asher efshor lechalek v'al yedei zeh haMishnah hi kamo hashoresh shemotziya anafim uminu anafim yotzim anafim achirim. So therefore it becomes the root from which leaves develop, and from those leaves other leaves. Ad sheyis pashet al yedei zeh haTorah ma'od, and therefore it enables Torah to expand in every direction. Ukamo shepe arnu. Ki ela hashalosh shehem mikra Mishnah Gemara heim neged shloshach al kei haseichel. This is a Maharal favorite theme, which you will see if you look in Maharal. You'll see it 1,000 times that there are 3 components of the seichel. Shenikrim chokma daas utavuna. Okay, shatora hi chokma. Torah represents chokma. And don't ask me to define the terms, because everybody has a different definition, as we know. V'hu hadas shebemishna, shehu yodea lehavchin bein davor ledavor. Das he defines as being able to make distinctions. Okay? And that's what the Mishnah does. V'davor zeh nikra das, kasher yavdil bein davor ledavor. Ulekach kavu ha-havdolah bechonein Hadoas, and that's why the bracha chonein hadoas is associated with havdalah atachon antanu, the ability to make havdalos, distinctions. The hatvuna he halimud shamotzi umevin davar mitok davar. That's the definition of tivuna or bina. Ba'akasuv shamar v'amaleo so bina v'chokma and so on. B'chokma u'tavuna u'bedas. That's in a reference to Bezalel and his abilities, right? I've given God-given talents. Dimashma hadasu yosir shechoshav oso ba'achron na. You would think das is the most important because it's the last one. Pnei ki ikor hativuna shemotzei davar mitok davar hu liknos hadas. Okay, tivuna. If you can derive already, that means you've absorbed the knowledge in the first place in order to make derivations. Bavada mi sheshana hamishna higia el hahalocha shehi ba mishna aide hativuna. And studying Mishnah, you get to halocha, which is at least to the extent that it is contained in the Mishnah, because now you can make these distinctions. Ulekach nizkar zeh acharona, and therefore it's listed last in that pasuk. Aval le'inyan ha-haskolah halimud yoser b'madregas ha-haskolah zeh mevor. I'm not sure what he's getting at over there. But umepnei ki Nasan Hashem Yisbarach LeAdam Chachma V'Das Utvuna, because He gave us these abilities, V'Yidei Shloshtan, and through the three of them, Hu Adam Shalem, He becomes a complete person intellectually. U'Lekach Amru, the Gemara in Kedushin says, turn the page. Li'Olam Yishalesh Adam Shinosav, a person should pursue a three-track learning program. Not a single, not a one-track mind, but a three-track mind. Okay, shlish b'mikra. This is, I think, the Rambam says this, if I'm not mistaken. One third of it in Tanakh, u'shlish b'mishnah, u'shlish b'gemara. One third of his time to Mishnah, and one third of his time to Gemara. So there's an ongoing, even though you may have the basics, but you've got to review and constantly reinforce all three of those tracks. Kidei, sheyitein lechol echad chelko, and give each one its due. Correct, its portion. Bazeh yushlam hodam, hein b'chokma, hein b'das, hein b'svuna. Therefore, develop all three of those faculties. Okay. V'kasher ha-Torah hi al derekzu, and when Torah follows this path, oz he k'eit shasul al palgei mayim asher piryo yitain bi'ito v'alehu lo yivol. Right? Then it becomes truly a tree, nurtured and growing by the waters, and which will give its fruit, and its leaves will never wither. That's the pasuk. V'yesh l'Torah sokiyum, and thereby his Torah has a retentive quality. It'll stay with you. Kamosher uilios, as it is supposed to. Ube medrash, bayikra rabba, betachbulos tase lecho milchomo. You should make war with strategy. In other words, approach a project with a plan. That's basically it. And Hashem has plan, and mankind is supposed to have a plan. Rabbi Noya Pasar Kara, he explained this pasuk, bimishnayos, as referring to the study of Mishnah. In other words, learning is sometimes referred to as milchemes haTorah, right? The wars of Torah. We know there are factions and there are arguments, and chavrusas hash it out, and that's our battlefield. And battles require strategies. Okay, li'olam yashkia adam atzmo bimishnayos. This should be a Tana speaking here. So he's referring. He says you should delve into Mishnayos, she'im yir tak yiftehu lo im v'gemara le'gemara im la'agoda la'agoda. Didn't really look up this particular statement. I have to.
You mean make a strategy for each of these three divisions?
Okay, maybe, right. If you're learning Mikra, then you have a certain approach. If you're learning Mishnah, you have an approach. If you're learning Gemara, you have an approach. If you're learning Agadata, okay. Rabbi El Ozer, B'shem Rabbi Yoshua, Amud Barzel Mishnah. Mishnah is a pillar of iron. Yeah. Gashmi. Person is physical, and the intellect is sometimes on the short end. He needs extra preparation. And so that it should not be lost once he has it. Therefore, it requires a strategy. And Mishnah is the key to this strategy. That it should not be broken. The connection should not be broken and not lost. Here we go again. But in our time, meaning his time, nosaf al hasibo hazos harishonim, we have to even add. It's compounded even more so. In other words, if Chazal could say that in that time, in their era. Imagine us in our time, he's saying, we need even more. Shar Rishonim, Bishvil Chasidusom, Umaaseim Atovim, Hashem Yisbarach Karov Lohem. Because of the character, the outstanding character of the earlier generations, Hashem Yisbarach gave them an extra edge because they were because of their goodness, their chesed, and the good works that they did. He gave them an extra edge in learning. He gave them that extra spark, that extra inspiration that enabled them to reach the heights they did. Because he gives something extra to those who are closest to him. In addition to all that, they knew how to go about a system of learning. But that was proper. Acha Torah Haysa Kayemes Etzlam, and that's why the Torah remained with them and they reached the achievements that they did. Again, Avol Bedoros Elu, Kol Masha Efshar Liyos Hefech HaSeder, Hakol Hu Etzlenu. Everything's possible to do the opposite. That's what they're doing. It's the Maharal. He's afraid of no one, and he pulls no punches. Of course, that's my whole point.
As an educator, I'm a math teacher, and I see stuff. I'm letting the kids use calculators instead of learning how to do it.
Crutches.
Calculations.
Yeah. So is that his Katnus Hadoros? It's more fun, but you don't know why it works. You don't know why. You don't know the logic.
It's like a car. You know you can drive it, but you don't know how that.
You might not even know if the answer is correct, and you miss. You hit it wrong key. Yeah.
I tell the story because I just gave an exam. This is a college class. It's scary. It's scary.
I know.
An item costs $12 at 5% sales tax. How much is the sales tax? This is a college. Remedial college. 5% on $12 item. I had students give me $6, $60. I mean,
no concept of
numbers. The sales tax, reasonable. If something is $12, the sales tax should be a dollar or two. You know, like, be reasonable, you know.
Yes.
Nothing.
Reason is missing. Yeah,
because they had no concept of numbers.
So what did you tell me?
It wouldn't help. But my wife last week, she says, these people walk into the store to buy something for a dollar, and they'll say, okay, it's $12 with tax, and they'll pay it because they don't have a... They want to know why people get ripped off. This is not good. They have no idea. It's scary, but it's like that.
That's true. That's true on many levels, not just math.
I know.
In Israel, that's true.
I suppose you didn't know the language.
$12 in tax.
$12 in tax.
Okay. Okay. So you're absolutely right, and everything parallels our everything said here parallels our situation today. B'zeh she'ka'asher hu ben shmona o teisha shanim maschil hanar hakatan gemara. See? We didn't invent this. Okay? Not ready. V'chi erech seichel ze ra'ui elav? Is a kid ready for this? Is this age appropriate, as we look at the phrase used today? Okay?
My son learned 5 months.
Yes.
Age 9?
But at what age? A quantitative measure, which is
not qualitative
at all. That's our society today, by the way. In general, everything is quantity rather than quality, isn't it? So it's the sickness of our age. Okay. Who's comparing them? Who is in competition here? Are the parents in competition?
Hey, listen, you gotta sell
or is it the administration's in competition? And that's why you see ads all the time now for new developing yeshivas who are looking to fill the niche that, you know, the other folks who you know, there's this philosophy that really annoys me. I wasn't going to get into this yet, but they used to say that, you know, in the yeshivas that if we get one gadol hador out of 1,000 students, then we've succeeded in our mission. That was their mission statement. Yeah, what happens to everybody else? Can it be assumed that they're all upstanding talmidei chachamim and balabatim?
They're sitting in kollel.
I'm not even talking about that. But so, you know, this whole thing. What happens to everybody else? Last week, I read an article in FJJ about the three major league yeshivas here in the neighborhood, right? And each one they gave a certain amount of space to, and they said, "And who are the alumni?" And so they start listing their alumni. Not even five. That they could name for each one. One of them wasn't even a Talmud Chacham. He was a philanthropist, well known name. You know, so I was like, is that all you got? You know, I mean, yeah, there's some big names, but what about everybody else? Where is it? This was your output. This was your mission. I thought it was pathetic, but that's just me. Okay.
Besides, it also instills the feeling.
Endless problems, and that's why there are these niche yeshivas developing to try to pick up some of the people cast aside or by the system.
Another fallacy is that they have to have first grade rebbes. The most important thing in those elementary years is not to have a rebbe.
Yeah.
To have an understanding, and also some of the rebbes can't teach the dictum, which
Yeah.
Yes. Not from the motherland.
Okay. Shall we continue? All right, we've got another column or so to go. Ubevadai hasechel asher eino misyaches el hoadam ein lo kiyum eitz el hoadam. That seichel is difficult to retain in a physical being. It doesn't necessarily last because of of that environment that it's in. Eitzel dam ubefrat haTorah, and especially Torah shehi seichel elyon eloki elakol. That's the term I used before. Ubishvil kach ein davar kal lios nevad min haAdam. Kamo haTorah. Nothing is more fragile, more difficult to retain than Torah knowledge. You can memorize fact and general history and knowledge and things like that, but advanced Torah concepts are not easily retained.
My neighbor's Italian. He's a professor of English in Brooklyn College.
Mm-hmm.
I have a discussion with someone else, and he says people don't realize with the Google and the computer everything, there's a difference between knowledge and information.
Yes.
Big difference. I mean,
yes.
A person is very bright, their knowledge expands to more and more information. But there's a basic knowledge you have to know. You can't every time say, oh, how do you get to Manhattan? You can't keep on going on the computer and say, you know, you take this train, like the GPS. There has to be a general knowledge. That's why education is a general knowledge. You need to develop from there. And people think you don't have to learn anything because you can always go to the calculator or the computer and find out whatever you need.
Yeah, it's laziness. It's a substitute for thinking. Okay. Okay. Shekach amru b'mesechta chagiga lo yarchena zahav uzuchuchis utemur raso kli paz elo elu divrei Torah. Again, it's that comparison we said before. It's difficult to obtain as gold and as fragile as glass. It's a similar idea. Elu divrei Torah shekoshin leknoson kizahav ufaz fine gold v'nochim la'abdom and is easily lost kikli zuchuchis. V'im kein ma erech yesh lanar el ha'gemora. What is a kid doing learning Gemara? Okay, the hare ikar haTorah asher yesh lo kiyum etzel huadam hu girsa di yankusa, the learning of one's youth. The kol zeh hu levatol. That's, in other words, what he's saying is, when you're youngest, that's the time to build your base and not fool around with stuff that he's not ready for. That's the ikar time to impress that knowledge, the proper knowledge base on him. Tavorsh eino misyaches el sichlo, not Gemara, which is he's not ready for. Ve'ef sharshi ye kiyum el tavorsh ein erech. There's no way to retain something for which he has no capacity. Ve'eino misyaches elav, he can't relate to it. Lekach girsa diankusa eino mo'il, and therefore the learning of his youth doesn't take. Commotion there, Eloinim, as you can see with your own eyes. Kasher Yetsu mi base Rabom, Kavar Husar Mehem Hakol. They've lost it all by the time they left Cheder. Ad She'ein Yodim Me'umah. They come out knowing Zilch. Okay. Because Zehu Haminhag Hayoser Ra. This is the worst practice. The kasher hu gadol v'igia leGemara, when he's old enough and he reaches the stage of learning Gemara, hayo ru'i sheyeh lo yisod kayom, he is supposed to enter that stage with a proper base of learning. Ha-mishnah shehi ha-yisod, the mishnah, which is the foundation sh'olav nismach ha-gemara, on which the Gemara is developed. Kamo she'amarnu kizeh mechuyav min ha-seichel she'yeh Torah so asher hi kasher leknos v'noach le'abed kizuchuchiz she'yeh lo ha-chona el kiyum ha-Torah. So therefore, since it's such a fragile thing so easy to lose and so difficult to acquire, you need the proper preparation. Therefore, you need a proper strategy. Therefore, if the Mishnah is compared to the iron pillar, which supports the system, if you don't have that support system, the next stage is going to be a failure. The Oser al kol she'eino mevakesh ve'eino chafetz she'yeh kiyum el ha-Torah she'eino chozer al limudo. Now he gets to chazara. Harishonim im godel hachana she'hayo lohem leknos ha-Torah kamo she'amarnu, is the chazal who in whose greatness they had the preparation to acquire the Torah, as we said before, yur garsim yom v'layla ba-Torah, they would chazer night and day, achekanu haTorah, until they really got it. Kamo shenimtzah zeh b'kama mekamos, as we see in many places. Behem einam chafetzim klal shetiyah haTorah kayom etzlam v'omdim ba'onish hagadol. I'm not sure what this is referring to, but I guess I'm not sure who the haim is here. That he's referring to Hashocheach Devor, but he warns. The Pirkei Avos says Hashocheach Devor Echod Mi Mishnah So Ve Eich Hu Hashkocha Ba'Kol. There's a statement that says if you forget Torah, you're in big trouble. If you forget any of your Torah, much less all of your Torah, then you're in big trouble, and that's because of lack of review. Kavar Bayarnaba Makomachir, we explained in another context, binyan ze ubishvil kach ein etzlam min haTorah meuma. And therefore, because they don't, if you don't review, you'll have nothing. Right? Umashahem osim liknos dinei hamitzvos, and they want to learn the specifics, the specific dinim, the laws of these mitzvos. Hem oskim bechibur echad min haposkim. This, he's also, remember, this was the age where codification begins, starting, right, with the Rambam and others. He doesn't like the whole idea of codification. In other words, just go to one source. There's a shortcut. He says there's no shortcuts to learning. If you want to know the halacha, just look it up in the shortcut, in the handbook. He doesn't like that approach.
That's why they put the shulchan
aruch there. Yeah. There will always be a conflict. There, right. Right.
You can just look it up like
right. Right.
But every case stands on its own.
Right.
And there's no generalities.
There will always be a conflict.
But people stopped asking challenges.
Yeah.
Just look it up.
Right.
This is the situation. I've had that a thousand times. Was the case you're asking, the case that's the halacha is. It's a different story.
There will always be a conflict between the idealists and the pragmatists on this. Laman yikne hadinim b'derek kitzara, looking for the shortcut. Ubazeh heim hefech mashe yisdu v'sidru chachamim. It's the opposite of what the chachamim intended, and the way they set things up. Ki haMishnah hi kodem, umin haMishnah yavo hadam el haGemara. And that's how you are supposed to acquire Torah. In other words, you wouldn't need the shortcut if you were solidly grounded. That's the point. And thereby acquire Torah. Same pasuk as before. That's the proper order intellectually. From the Gemara you derive the Piskei Halacha Shinuyim Bikitzur. Now they turn the tree upside down. First plant the roots. That it will grow into branches. They do the opposite. Start with the end result.
What's more important, Oke Harim or Malachim? Right. The guy that has a split hands, or the guy that just has such an amazing retentive memory, he can spit forth everything. And the
right.
Torah basically seems to think it's the person who's fully grounded and knows all the halacha is better off than who learns split hands later.
Okay. Let me just. I think we'll stop with the text at this point. I just want to mention what the Zilberberg method is. There is a movement, a small movement, in Eretz Yisrael, and it's really begun out of the Mizrachist schools, where they are beginning to try to implement the Maharal's idea. Now, maybe they're from Merkaz Harav, which is big into Maharal, and they're thoroughly familiar with this, and they're trying it, and they're trying this approach, the Tanakh, and they review and review and review, Mishnah, all Shisha Siddurim, review and review and review, till the boys, they really know it, and now they would love to hold off learning Gemara until age 15, but the trouble is these kids have to go to high school. And they have to get into a high school somewhere, take an entrance exam, which includes Gemara. So they have to learn some Gemara a little earlier than preferred. Of course, this is, like I said, this is a fairly recent movement. And from what I've read, they are quite successful in their high school achievements and beyond. They don't have any trouble learning Gemara as compared to their counterparts who started at a much earlier age. because their knowledge base is much more solid. Now, that, of course, has not caught on in the Haredi community, because the Haredi community always resists changes in the system. They always resist. Well, it worked for us in Europe, but it worked for us for hundreds of years, so it'll work for us now. So they're not about to do that. Now, over here in America, there are some places where modified Zilberberg method is being applied. All right, this gentleman mentioned it before in Baltimore. There are certain, now you only find this in a few day schools. You're not going to find this in what we call the black hat yeshivas as yet, for the very same reason, because they don't like to change. Innovations in the secular curriculum, I think they would go for, but in the can't touch this. And it gets worse because they keep lowering the age brackets for the curriculum, for the more advanced curriculum. So the problem is endlessly compounded, and the kids who just fall away by the wayside, and we see the results of this. But it is being tried out in some of the day schools to a certain extent, it will be something that only time will tell what the results are going to be. Okay, any other comments or questions?
How did you resolve the problem of the high school situation?
I know you just have a little Gemara.
They modify the program.
These boys were brilliant, they had great backgrounds, but they would want to go to like MTA or the other thing, well, you didn't learn enough Gemara.
Yeah, but when the kids from high school would go on to YU,
yes,
they would do very, very well.
Of course, they would.
Trouble is, very few of them did.
Wanted to leave the elementary.
And that's the culture too. I mean,
right. Very few of them were motivated to do that. But yeah,
it's a different culture. It's the type of kid that's going to Oxford is not a YU kid. Especially not now.
That's just one example.
And then they would learn there. These are the kids that excel more than the other yeshivas. Guys from
Selfish. Many of them go to Israel halfway
here. Yeah.
Now,
it's a fact.
Not so much as
idea. In public school, they have something called a 2-year SP. I don't know if you're familiar with the 2-year SP. Most of them don't know. 7th, 8th, and 9th grade is the junior high school age. The 2-year SP means instead of 3 years to take those 3 years, you do it in 2 years. It's skipping a year.
Mm.
They would accelerate the students. And I always tell the parents, I really do not think you should be charge of the accelerator. There's such a broad spectrum of topics you can do in math, so if your child is not ready for algebra, give him the extra year to be ready for algebra, because if he has a better background, he'll do much better. So I always get resistance because I thought Magen David Yeshiva didn't want the kids to accelerate.
Yeah, because every kid is a genius, right?
So what happens to all the kids is they'll accelerate. Instead of getting 90 and waiting the extra year, getting a 90-95, they accelerate and they get a 75, not or an 80. And then what happens? They don't like math. They used to be good math students, like math, because they were under such stress.
Sounds like my personal experience, yeah.
That they didn't like math, and they ended up never going into calculus. They never wanted to advance. Most of them never wanted to advance math because when they accelerated, they just
I started out as a math major. That's what I mean. And that's what happened. I started out as a math major in college, and that's what happened. Yeah, I was told take the advanced class, and it didn't work out. The guys who took it the slow way, they did much better. Okay, so it's up to. In other words, and this is a major. In other words, and this is applied to yeshivas as well. You have to be able to know each student individually and develop them as individuals and not is a cookie-cutter approach. And that takes work, and that's what the work that the yeshivas do not want to do. That's the problem.
And I still say that thing with the language, not knowing the language is a key.
That's an aspect of it.
That's a very strong key.
Okay.